Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Obviously, the sand's running through the hourglass in terms of team development, in terms of guys getting an opportunity to state a case for themselves, and for us, just develop the type of cohesion that's getting into the season. And so we're working and working with urgency.
Tonight, it's the final dress rehearsal of the season. Who will solidify their spot on the 53-man roster, and who will become one of the future bartenders of America? Settle in over the next 3 hours as the guys get you ready for kickoff. Foley, Muller, Donnie Football, alongside our team of insiders and analysts. Black and Gold Game Day starts now on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
That's right. Wheat and chaff get separated tonight.
You want to be the wheat, not the chaff.
And Panthers. Lockheads. Butthorns, whatever you want to call it.
Buttheads and lockhorns.
Yeah.
There's a lot of chaff that's going to be on that field right around, I don't know, midway through the third quarter. It's going to be a field full of chaff.
A late summer rite of passage. Steelers and Panthers. Bob Pompiani on the call. For years it was Edmund Nelson. Now it's Charlie Batch. 7 o'clock on Channel 2. Mason Rudolph, his thoughts on this game. Coming up in a little bit, Richie Walsh next hour, Ray Fittipaldo, he may or may not be in Charlotte, who can tell, as we will break it down as only we can here.
Nelly P on YouTube, boy, that intro was dramatic and kind of dorky. I disagree. Anytime you can get future bartenders of America in an intro for a game, you take it. You run with that opportunity.
Yeah. I actually thought this game was going to be mostly, if not all, future bartenders of America. But Tomlin is treating this game more like he used to treat the third preseason game when there were four.
Yep.
And less like he would treat the annual Steelers-Panthers game to wrap up the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
It more resembles, because I think teams have different strategies on this. Now that it's an odd number, it used to be pretty boilerplate. Starters barely played in the first game, play a little bit more in the second game, play the most they're going to play in the third game. Fourth game, get them all out there, and it's for the last final roster spots and the dudes that are going to get cut.
Third game was the closest to a real football game.
Yeah, and
used to
it
be.
Sounds like this was going to be, and it might not because, as Tomlin said, when he previewed this game on Tuesday, that he needed a willing dance partner. And so he went up to Dave Canales, the Carolina Panthers coach, who said that he had a longtime porn addiction that he's thankfully gotten over, by the way. He's put that in the rearview mirror.
Seemed like it was actually like a pretty serious story with him.
Yes,
like
it did.
Pretty much almost wrecked his marriage and family.
Yeah. Couldn't stop watching porn.
I think it turned into like a full-blown sex addiction.
Yeah. Anyways, it sounds like Tomlin's not going to have two to tango here because
Canales is pulling the ripcord here.
He's sitting everybody down. Bryce Young, I remember Tomlin said something like, we're hoping for some Chuba Hubbard, the Panthers running back out. I mean, Adam Thielen out, Tet McMillan, I think out, starting offensive line out. They gave up more touchdowns and points than any team in NFL history last year. So it's hard to tell the difference between the starters and the backups on defense for Carolina. But same thing. So, you know, Tomlin ran into this the year that Kenny had his breakthrough in the preseason. A lot of those drives and stats were done against teams that just didn't put any stock in the preseason.
It was as vanilla as vanilla gets against vanilla competition.
It was the Steelers' first team offense against sometimes third stringers.
Yep.
And it might be that way tonight. And Pompeiani was about to get on the team bus when he talked to us last hour and said he thinks Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., he mentioned Isaac Seumalo, he thinks a lot of these guys are now going to get held out of this game. And it takes, look, like I didn't expect Jalen Ramsey to play 30 plays, but I thought it would be cool to see him out there for 5 to 10. Pomp's take all week has been this defense had communication breakdowns aplenty last year. Iron some of those out in this game, even if you are going against Scribinos and Scribinskis. And I agree with that. I think some of that fixed.
Yeah, that basic stuff is stuff that actually getting preseason reps, even if they are against guys who won't be in the NFL, that's the stuff that has nothing to do with your
confidence. What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Competition, which is the point. Are there things that both sides of the ball could work on that truly have zero to do with the quality of player across from you and even the quality of scheme they're running? And I think yes. Zach Frazier, love the guy, but snap the ball correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Defensive communication miscues from last year. Now, maybe a lot of that they feel they alleviated once Minka got traded.
Yeah, Minka's been thrown under the bus so many times.
Right.
Like, his body is like as flat as like a piece of gum that's been
glued. It's like one of those Looney Tunes where the roller goes over the guy and then he floats up in the air off the pavement.
Right.
But to the extent that it might have been his fault, fine. I'm sure there were other things that went wrong. Make sure that you get him right. Man, I am not asking for a lot. I don't think you are either. I think it's just like a pretty common sense thing to want some very basic rust being knocked off, understanding that it's football, and doing so, there's always going to be a risk. You don't have Ben running the offense in his umpteenth straight year. You have a new quarterback. You have a center who has had some exchange problems that no one really is making a huge deal about, I feel like, other than me and you. Have you heard a bunch of people saying this is a big problem?
No, but they've all acknowledged that it's happened.
Okay. I mean, get out there and just get a little bit, you know, just dip your toe in there, man.
Donnie, opening thoughts on this game. You'll obviously be watching like most of Pittsburgh and every Steelers fan, even though they'll admit they don't really want to watch these games or put a ton into them, we all still at least tune in for the beginning of these games. What is the number one thing you are dialed in on for Steelers-Panthers tonight?
The Tepper Cup. I mean, I'm hoping, not that I'm holding out too much hope, but I was hoping that we would see Jalen Ramsey, some of these new guys, actually suit up for the first time as Steelers. I mean, even if it's only for 5 to 10 snaps, mm-hmm. just to see those guys out there and get a little bit entrenched in actual game action before we get to the regular season, that's what I was hoping for. I mean, it hasn't been ruled that those guys won't play, but right. I at least want to see some of the newbies in there.
Among guys then who you know, like for 100% certainty are going to play then, if I changed it to that, who would you say then?
I mean, that's kind of tough because I feel like the other guys we've already seen as Steelers, my interest is in some of the new players, and those seem like the ones we won't see.
Yeah.
Slay, Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, like those are by no means a guarantee. I'm excited to watch those guys if they do play. But all of the other guys that are going to play, we've pretty much already seen.
Well, I think Caleb Johnson needs to build off of what he did in the Tampa Bay game. And
I want
not
to see,
have
how about
it,
more than 50 yards from him? How about like he gets 12 carries and he gets up near 70, 75, or at least 31, I should say.
Still mixed reviews on him, even the game, like even the better game against Tampa. Brian Baldinger was on his usual X's and O's social media breakdown videos praising Johnson.
Did you feel like watching it in real time, he could have made bigger runs out of some of those plays? That there was like a make a, one of the things you do to, when you draft a guy in the third round at that position is, can you make a guy miss in the open field?
I felt the number one thing I felt watching the game in the stadium was that, again, why does this guy keep trying to take everything to the outside? He's built to be more than just that. Get it up in there between the tackles and let's go.
I just
and
thought
some of those plays that did bounce outside did go for longer gains. But I haven't gone back and looked to see if there were, you know, interior holes that he missed. There definitely were in the first game against Jacksonville, for sure.
I just thought some of the plays where he had a wide open lane and had a huge space, a bit of space to run near the line of scrimmage and would get to the second level quickly, I wanted to see him like turn, I guess, like a 12-yard run into a 25-yard run. The best run I thought he had in that game was one where he did bounce it outside because he needed to and beat somebody to the edge, stiff-armed a guy and got like 7 yards. That looked like a high-level running back play. The rest of them, I would have given it like, I don't know, like kind of an uninspired B.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.